Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. Believe it or not, we're almost done with the year. Holy cow, we're coming up to Christmas, and I suppose, that's right, 1 week from today is Christmas Day. I didn't mean to rhyme, but there you go. Since we are doing this radio show, this will probably be the one that we replay for Christmas. So thanks, everybody, for being here. I want to say happy holidays for those people that celebrate anything. That kind of covers it, and Merry Christmas for those people that celebrate Christmas, if you're listening to this on Christmas Day, because we'll probably do this run as a replay, and you can listen to this at any time. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live, you can catch us when we're live. If you dial into 347-237-4097, that's our phone number. You could use any thing that dials a phone, whether it's, if you remember, Get Smart, whether it's your shoe or whether it's your watch or whether it's your toaster nowadays, I think anything can make a phone call. But you do all those things and you'd be able to dial that 347-237-4097 number and to be able to listen in. Several months ago, we had the great distinction of having Elizabeth Johnson Rice as a guest host on our radio show, and she has a permanent segment with us where she has Be the Star You Are. And I love working with Elizabeth. Number one is maybe because she reminds me of a teacher. So she taught for a long time, some 30-plus years as a teacher. So maybe that's why she reminds me of a teacher. But she's also a great teacher and educator when it comes to home-based businesses, different philosophies. I just love listening to her because a lot of the things that she does and she teaches and even practices today are some of the stuff that I learned when I was very, very, very young in my direct sales career that really helped form the foundation to allow me to run my own business and be able to work from home and all those kinds of cool things. So wherever you are on your journey, whether you're old and wish you had done this 400 years ago, whether you're brand new and never did anything like this before, you can learn a lot from Elizabeth Johnson Rice. She's got the radio show Be the Star You Are. She's working with a company that teaches financial education. And holy cow, was that a course that I skipped? Holy cow! If I could relive my life back, I wouldn't have had to work so hard because of all the money that I've made that I've probably squandered. I'm not saying just wasteful. I'm just saying not thoughtful on where it was going. So you want to work with Elizabeth Johnson Rice and whatever she's doing. So, Elizabeth, thanks for being here.
Well, glad to be back, Peter, and welcome to Be the Star You Are. As Peter said, this is the season, and many of us are going through many things, and let you know a little bit about me. I did teach for almost 40 years, taught science and at the high school level, and that afforded me the opportunity to really get to know students and try to impart some knowledge to them. But just like Peter said, though they learned biology and all the other subjects, no one was ever teaching them financial security and how to be safe when they left school and what to do. And that's so needed today because so many of us don't really know how to handle things. But you know, my experience is I'm a civil rights activist from the 60s. I got arrested in the sit-ins in 1960 in Richmond, Virginia, and I had a book written about me called Sit-In, Stand Out. And that kind of highlights all the things I went through. And my brother also at that same time got arrested in the sit-ins. But he has gone on. He also made news with Johnson versus the state of Virginia, another case on the books where he integrated the courts of the United States because he refused to move to a certain part of the court designated for black people back there, and I think it was 1963, and he refused to move, and the judge threw him in jail, and that case became Johnson versus the state of Virginia, and he won that. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, and after his case was won, all the courts in the United States were desegregated. So got a lot of civil rights background in my history. And my family's done a lot in civil rights. But I just want to kind of, what I've been doing lately has been dealing with personal development and just lately financial literacy. But the personal development is something I love so much, because if you don't work on yourself and do the reading and do the listening to the tapes and writing out your definite purpose in life, where are you going to go? And so many of us don't know where we're going because we don't know what our purpose is. Even people sometimes, some people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even before they go and leave this planet, still don't know what their purpose is. Why are you here? And that's something you have to realize. But I just want to, I'm going to share with you Napoleon Hill's major definite purpose, which has been updated a little bit. But I want to share that with you. And I'll read that now, the major definite purpose and the self-confidence formula. So maybe that can really help you right now. It says, by the first day of, and you choose that date, I will have in my possession, that could be residual income or whatever it is that you desire, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe that I will have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this before my eyes. I can touch it with my hand. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this, and I will follow that plan when it's received. And so that's a major definite purpose. And you fill in the spots that you need. And you kind of know if you don't have a plan, then you can't really follow anything. So it's always to know what your major definite purpose is. What is that thing that makes you want to get out of bed and face the next day? You just couldn't wait to do it again. And I just enjoy motivating people, talking to people, any way that I can change their lives. And that's how I came up with Be the Star You Are, that came from my grandmother years ago, and she had a foundation, and the star was the logo, and each part of that, the ray of that star represented something, and there was the physical ray, your body, and how's your body doing, and it was the mental ray, what are you putting into your brain, what are you doing, what are you reading, what are you listening to, are you allowing your subconscious to work with the conscious? And then there was the social. Who are the people that you're hanging with? And if you're hanging with people that are not supporting you and uplifting you, then you need to change who you're around. If you're looking to make money, then be around people that are going to help you make the money. You know, don't go around people that don't believe in you. And then there was the educational. It's you're never too old to learn. And a lot of you've heard that statement, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, I have to disagree with that, because when it comes to human beings, especially for me, and I'm considered a senior, no doubt about it, because I'm 78, but I am learning new things every day. I always keep my mind open and alert to learn new things. When you stop learning, you might as well give it up, sit on the couch and waste away, or get in your rocking chair and waste away. And then the other thing, financial. You can't do all these things and make your life as balanced as you want it to be if you don't have any money to do it. And that's the thing. We need to create some leverage, something that will give us money, something that will have, it's like a pipeline, they call it pipeline income. And we've got to have that. And that's money coming in from something we've leveraged or done, and not just doing something, taking our time for money like I did as I taught those almost 40 years, really. And I was working every day and getting my paycheck. But if I stopped it, you know, there was nothing that was going to be coming into me. But, you know, fortunate I was one of those that had, when I retired, a decent pension and was eligible for the Social Security. Now, who's to say that's going to be there when people get to my situation today? But it's just so unfortunate. So we've got to have something that's coming in that's going to take care of us in the later years. And, of course, we don't want to leave out the spiritual. The spiritual is the hub of the whole star. If you don't have your spiritual life right, you don't acknowledge anybody greater than yourself, then really who are you? How well will you do? I definitely have a spiritual connection, and every day I say this prayer, which I shared with the audience before, but I'll just say it right now, and I call it my success prayer. It can be for anything that's happening in your life. And I say, infinite intelligence, guide me, provide for me, protect me, and illuminate me in all my thoughts, my words, and my actions this day and every day. And I certainly realized the protection. This weekend I went to a meeting in the rain and what have you, and the person driving the car somehow to cross the highway when the light was turning yellow, he started to make the turn. And then when it was fully red, we were in the middle of the intersection. I'm on the passenger side. And divine providence is all I can say. The car stopped. We got through the intersection. And I got home safely, but I said that could have been disastrous in the rain. But I always have that prayer, and I just believe in God's protection. So that's something I just wanted to share with you. But I want to just talk a little bit about what you're going through this season. And I came across an article by Matt Marsh that said, life is too short to suffer. And it says here, if your stress is so powerful, it's time to let it go. What are those thoughts? Are you worried about your children and their future? Does a number in your bank account not make you feel safe and secure? Is something broken and you really need to fix it, but you don't know where to start? We all have these same exact thoughts and issues. No, it doesn't make them any less meaningful or less powerful to each person. Your issues are not insignificant because someone else has them. In fact, it's the opposite. Humans with our survival mind in a modern world suffer from very similar issues. It's about how we begin to help ourselves to be relieved of the suffering and live in a beautiful state of mind. It's about the people we reach out to, the resources we use for our success, and the mindset we carry every single day. Life is too short to suffer. And many of us do carry the wrong kind of mindset. You've got to not be so hard on yourself. I mean, there are times when you don't like things that are happening and you get into a negative state of mind, and you just got to bring yourself out of it, because that will not bring you any happiness, being in that negative state of mind. As a matter of fact, it closes off the blessings that are coming to you. You might have had blessings coming right around the corner ready for you at that time, but your state of mind wasn't ready to handle them. And so how many blessings have we thrown away because we weren't aware of what was happening? That God is with us all the time. But are we aware of these blessings that are coming to us? Are we so closed-minded and not open to the presence? And, you know, we attract what we think about. So if you want goodness and abundance in your life, you've got to attract it. You've got to think about it. So those are some of the things that we definitely want to work on during this holiday season. And this is a season where a lot of people are experiencing a lot of different things. So we'll take a break right here, and I'll come back and talk a little bit more about the holiday stress and a financial opportunity I came upon.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back with a holiday message from Elizabeth Johnson Rice. Make sure you check her out. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, look for Elizabeth Rice, and you'll be able to find Dar You Are. So back to you.
Okay. We'll think about this holiday season and the stress that we're going on. And while this season is meant to bring feelings of love and cheer, it also brings stress. In fact, a poll was conducted, and it was that 80% of us find the holiday season to be somewhat or very stressful, and that navigating the holidays right up to where we are asking for, maybe we're asking our boss for a raise, it bothers us so much, and we're so stressed. And then again, there's a saying that says, all things in moderation. But the problem with the holiday is that you always are trying to do so much. You want to do the good thing. You want to get somebody, this person a gift and that person a gift. And you want to get the meal just right. And you've got to go out to the store and get everything that's needed. And you want to get the tree put up. And you can get frazzled by all of this. And I just, this year, this is the first time, it may be the first time ever in my life that I have not put up a Christmas tree. Now, I might put up one. I still got some days left. But I live by myself, and unless someone comes over and gives me some assistance, I do not see the tree going up and all these wonderful decorations I used to do outside and what have you. So there's something you really have to think about. And all the parties that are being held during the holidays, and many of us get invited to that, and maybe we overdo it when it comes into the eating and the drinking, and we gain weight over the holidays, and we drink too much, and there's a temptation. There's a temptation during the holidays to do all those things. And then some people are stressful from the holidays because they got to be with family. Well, everybody doesn't like their family. And some families, they promote togetherness and bonding, while others, if you go to Aunt Mary's house or Uncle Joe's house or your dad and your mom are always arguing or something, there's going to be some kind of an argument. So everybody's around the dinner table or for the whole season when you go to the houses to be welcomed. So just be mindful. Try to be as peaceful as you can in those settings where your families are not that glad to be in each other's presence. And then there are those who, like me, live by themselves, but thank goodness I do have a family that loves me and that I love, and I know we'll be together. A lot of them are in different states. I got family in Texas, family in Philadelphia, family in Washington, D.C., and, well, I'm in Virginia. So somehow we get together, not everybody, nothing like it used to be now that my mother and father are gone, and I think you can attest to that. Once the matriarch and the patriarch of the family is no longer living, and it's left on one person, it used to be me. And then everybody moved away and what have you. And then, of course, I got older. So I don't do those big dinners anymore. I moved to an apartment. I used to have a big, huge house there in Washington, D.C. that had, I guess, 22 rooms. And that night it was like the right there. They call it the Gold Coast right there on 16th Street. But we, I soon, you know, downsized, my husband and I, when we moved, and he retired. But so anyhow, if you're alone, try to have family with you, or, you know, try to do something that's going to keep your spirits up. If you get a, listen to some positive tapes, or do something that you really enjoy. Because they have, this time of the year is sometimes called, there's a seasonal disorder that's called SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder. An often unrecognized problem that comes with the holiday season. It's a byproduct of the seasons changing from fall to winter. There's this thing, this occurs in many people. As daylight diminishes, and you know it gets darker earlier, as daylight diminishes and the weather causes many of us to spend more time indoors, many people are affected to some degree by a kind of depression known as seasonal affective disorder. It's a subtle but very real condition and can put a light over the whole season and be a source of stress and unhappiness. So we, you know, be aware of that. If you're one of those people that have to have light and something that really keeps you up, put some light around you and just try to get people around you. Get a good book if you need to and just read it. Or go, you know, I'm not promoting this, but the Hallmark Channel is when you look at all the other mess on television. Sometimes you have to go to the Hallmark Channel and see a nice show that you know the beginning, the middle, and the end of. You know how it's going to end, but it's a pleasant end. So those are just some things. So maybe, you know, you can take some shortcuts, set your priorities, and try to have a wonderful holiday. So these are just some things I thought you might like, and it will be helpful to me, I know. But on the financial end, I am with a company now called Life Leadership, and it is in 30 countries, several countries. It's got global momentum, and right now they're getting ready to they teach personal development and financial literacy. And I'm looking forward right now in the next part of my life to be teaching again, but I won't be teaching biology. I'll be teaching financial literacy and personal development, and I'll be teaching a lot of these things that I'm talking about now. But I'll be teaching people how to get out of debt, how to have a go from a poverty mentality to a prosperity mentality and really have something for their life. And I'm excited to be able to change families. I want to work with families that are poverty-stricken and that have no hope. And it's never been taught in the schools. And if your parents didn't teach you, if you weren't fortunate enough to be born into a wonderful family and to have experiences like I was, and you know, you're kind of caught up in that generational poverty that so many people are going through. It's not a racial thing. There are many people that are caught up in this thing. They just can't do any better. People that are homeless, not because they have a mental situation, because they just can't. They lost their home. They're out here during the holidays. So we need to be aware of that. And so whatever I can do in this new era that I'm going into is to help them. I'm hoping that I can really bring some smiles on some faces, working one family at a time. My goal is to free, at least in the year of 2019, to free a minimum of 100 families from their poverty mentality to one of prosperity. And what's coming out January the 18th, I hope to be at a convention if everything goes well, it's going to be the launching of a new app that goes on your mobile phone that will give you the opportunity to get a discount at over 100,000 stores and restaurants and places that take money for an exchange. and give you a discount every time you go there, as well as, new, you've heard about cryptocurrency. I won't even get into that, but they've already defined the currency that we're going to be using. It's been this whole thing has been beta tested for 2 years, and people, when they go buy something, they show their app to the person at the register, and they'll say, oh, you're with Life Leadership, and they give you a discount at the register, and they give you cryptocurrency into your wallet, the e-wallet. So you're gaining money that you can spend. Now the cryptocurrency that we have in this company is the kind you can spend. You don't have to save it till a later date and wait to hope somebody else buys it. But this cryptocurrency is going to be used. You can use it the same day you get it. You can let it accumulate and maybe take a trip with it. But it's free to all customers. And if you are a member of this organization like I am, you will be getting residual income on everybody that you share the app with. They get it free. And, of course, as they share it with other people, it's still connected to you because you're the member. They're the customer. So one person could talk to 100 people, and those people could talk to 100 people. And you could end up having thousands of people in your business. And from that, every time they shop, even if they shop at different places, as many times as they shop, you will be getting a residual income from that. So many people right now, even before this came out with that company, were in the millionaire status. And with this, they say this is the new wave, just like the Microsoft wave and Steve Jobs with Apple and with Amazon. This is the new thing. And the people that see it and have vision and get in now are going to be very, very wealthy. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. And I encourage you to get on board. If you're interested, you can certainly let me know at LizRice1940@hotmail.com or call me, 804-304-2107. That's 804-304-2107. Or let Peter know. Let Peter Mingles know. And if you're interested, I'll send you a 7-minute video that you look at and make a decision for yourself. So I want to give you great wishes for this holiday season, that God will bless you with abundance and prosperity and good health and all the things you wanted for this new year, 2019. And with that, we're about ready to close this show. It went so fast today, Peter. I can't believe it went so fast. And looking forward to your good health and your good fortune, and I will be in touch. Thanks
Super.
For tuning in.
Perfect. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Be the Star You Are with Elizabeth Johnson Rice. If you go look on Building Fortunes Radio, you can hear this again. Just search for Elizabeth Johnson Rice. We'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.